KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, The Hollywood Reporter this past week published a piece that I wrote with another journalist, Sam Braslow, about this guy, Eric Weinberg. People might have read about him. He is currently in prison. He is charged with 18 counts of sexual assault, including rape. This is after he had been let out twice on bail by a judge, first for $3 million in bail and then $5 million in bail. And then finally, they pulled him off the street and incarcerated him because they considered that he was a threat. You know, this guy worked for 20 years in Hollywood. His biggest job was on Scrubs, the long-running sitcom. But even after he was fired from Scrubs, we reported, for alleged misconduct, he continued to work for 10 more years. And this is, I think, revealing about the industry. You know, we have all these questions about, has Me Too made a difference? He was fired in 2006, more than 10 years before the Time's Up movement really started. But even then, his conduct was so egregious, allegedly, that he was fired. And yet, we're not saying anybody knew he was capable of serial assaults, but his behavior was not okay. And it was amazing, we found, the degree to which people accepted bad behavior or looked the other way when they knew he had actually been fired for it.
Yeah, nobody really looks good in this story because it's not just that there was this predator, alleged predator, that was out there with all this bad behavior. It was that there was a system in place where even the people who knew that he was let go from a show because of the behavior continued to vouch for him and continued to move him around to other shows that would allow him to potentially prey on other women. And this wasn't just a one-off. This was a decades-long system that even after the Me Too movement began, he was still represented by agents, was, you know, being pitched for jobs. And presumably his team knew about this background. So it's a real sign of all the progress that's been made in the business that people talk about. Still a lot of problems out there.
Yeah, I mean, he starts with Bill Maher on Politically Incorrect. He moves on to Scrubs, gets fired. The explanation for why that we got from Bill Lawrence, the showrunner, I would say that he hit on an extra's girlfriend, but not on the set. I don't know how many people fire people who have worked on over 90 episodes of a series for that kind of offense, but that was Bill Lawrence's explanation. We have descriptions of a lot of behavior, even preceding Scrubs. On Veronica's Closet, Amy Sherman Palladino described this incredibly toxic behavior. Then he goes to Scrubs, ultimately gets fired, goes on to Californication, dropped after one season, we're told, for bad behavior. And the jobs start to get worse, but he still gets jobs, including people who specifically knew he had been fired from Scrubs and probably why.
And keep in mind, these are very competitive jobs. I mean, there are dozens of writers that would kill for these kinds of jobs. And this is a guy that was in the club. He had friends who were vouching for him and were helping him. This is how it works. And if you work on one show and you make relationships there, those relationships last. Presumably, there will be a check on this if someone knew. And it sounds like this was a notorious figure within these comedy writing circles, kept getting jobs. So what does that say about everyone else who is vouching for him?
Yeah, there's a network of writers and those guys help each other out. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News. He joins me this afternoon at 2:30 and 6 p.m. on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.